everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, is on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show on what feels like, Bob, being a kind of a Tuesday. If you're like me, you've thought, well, this has got to be a Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday, September the 5th, 2018. Hope the week, the abbreviated work week, is going well for you. It's AM 1030 KVOI. That is The Voice. And, of course, we have our worldwide live listening, KVOI.com, and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Very full hour to go, so why don't we get right at it. Talks to keep Canada in the North American trade bloc broke up on Friday and will be resuming this week, with the two longtime allies divided over such issues as Canadian dairy market and U.S. efforts to shield drug companies from generic competition. President Trump notified Congress on Friday that he plans to sign an agreement in 90 days with Mexico to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, and he hopes Canada can be brought on board too. Let's go now to the live line and Keith Rosenblum, one of our two dozen fine contributors to this program. Keith is our guy who covers the border and Mexico. Keith, how are you, sir?
So I am your fine contributor. I continue to be so.
You are indeed. Okay, let's cut to the chase. Good or bad deal for who on this NAFTA thing? Or what was, or AKA what was known as NAFTA, previously known?
I just don't see it as having any bearing on our lives, really. The changes that you'll notice are negligible. Every time, for example, there's discussion of cleaning up fast food, for example, and getting all those undocumented workers out of that line of work. By yikes, we'll have to up the minimum wage a little bit more, or pay more to find kids that'll do the work, or Americans will do the work. And so, therefore, will we be able to keep the dollar menu intact? Will we be able to keep the price of goods at something that's fair to us? The things we're talking about are so huge in terms of content of a car made in North America being 63% U.S. made and 22% Canadian made and 18% whatever it is. I think that the differences are going to be nuances and it'll make almost no difference whatsoever. I think if we see a couple dollars increase, this was, to me, was a victory of a political nature for President Trump to say, look what I've done. Canada's going to come on board. The differences are going to be negligent to begin with, but let me bring up this overarching thinking that I've had throughout this whole process, and it's as follows. Most of us in high school or in college were required to take an economics class. We probably studied the Keynesian theory. We studied free market. We read or didn't read Milton Friedman. We're putting an awful lot of trust or confidence or whatever in government. And you know what, Bill? When you go to Trader Joe's and there's products that are from Mexico and they cost a couple pennies more or a dollar more, you just buy something else. You do at a certain point when you get really ticked off, you call your congressman or congresswoman or you call your senator and you say, you know what? We've got to reverse something. This isn't right for us to have this tariff structure. This isn't right for this type of thing to be affecting my consumer buying habits. We've done it with automobiles before. So the idea somehow that a president, like our emperor? If we don't like the treaty that he implements or what he does, then you know what we do? We take back his negotiating power to negotiate trade deals, and we say that's a function of the Congress anyway. We don't allow him to do it. So this idea somehow that we're being steered down these weird paths, I guess it holds some a certain amount of weight with people. But if you don't like it, we just vote someone out and we change the policy in a few more years. So anyway, I think it's one huge distraction, and it's not going to affect your wallet or mine in any way. And maybe on some huge difference, it'll affect somebody locating a plant in Mexico versus maybe choosing Singapore or China or Guatemala. I don't know. But everyone that's read this, and I'm buddies with Luis Ramirez, who's a very well-known analyst in Phoenix, has a number of projects going on in both countries. And Lisa said, he can't even wriggle his way through all the detail on these things. But basically, President Trump needed to have a victory. He said, look what I did to those Mexican people. I forced them to go back and renegotiate. But so far, anyway, the details aren't anything. What they do, basically, is they up the salaries of people in Mexico. I guess the auto workers in Mexico should be somehow grateful to the U.S. Congress or the U.S. president, because what it does is it sets a benchmark for the price of the automotive worker has to be, or I'm sorry, the wages that an automotive worker in Mexico has to be receiving. That's really weird. So that way you keep prices, you keep some jobs up here because, hey, a certain number of Mexicans aren't making the equivalent of $16 an hour fully fringed in Cuautitlan or in Hermosillo or in Chihuahua. So it's minutia. And there's 360 million Americans who are checks and balances on what our government is doing for us or to us or taking advantage of. So if this doesn't work out for any reason, don't worry. The ballot box is still there. At least for the time being, our ballot boxes are still there.
Well, the focus has been, it seems, on automobiles. Will that make automobiles more expensive, automobiles that are manufactured south of the border?
So it lifts the price up. What that does is that's quite the penalty for Ford or GM or Volkswagen or anybody that's doing that assembly in Mexico. I see that as making it, as pushing you, Bill, toward a Hyundai or a Volvo or something else if too much happens. But don't worry, the automakers are great at seeking post-treaty relief anyway. So if something has an unintended consequence, they'll be right there to say, hey, this needs to be corrected or we're going to lose in the world trading universe. So none of that's concerned me. I think Canada's going to come on board, and I think at the local level, that we're not going to notice it, as we wouldn't notice either if someone announced tomorrow that we were going to be tariffs on bell peppers or tomatoes or other things coming from Mexico. We'd notice a couple cents maybe at the supermarket, but you're going to get used to it, or you're just going to buy those same bell peppers from Thailand instead. That's all. And if it gets to a point where it's unsustainable, don't worry. People are going to be yelping, and we'll reverse it. I believe in the people power. And I think the lessons of U.S. government of the last 10 years, well, last 200 years, but certainly the last couple of years, are that people have amazing power when it comes to saying, you know what, that policy strikes us as really onerous.
Has the new president been sworn in yet in Mexico?
No, Bill. Not until December 1st, which creates kind of a strange scenario because he's going to be a really lonely, very lonely minority for a while. On September 16th, all of the mayors in Mexico are sworn in. And incidentally, you and your listenership are all invited to go to the Toma de Protesta, the swearing-in ceremony for Jesus Puyol. His family is the owner of the Hotel Fray Marcos in Nogales, Mexico, and Jesus, on the Morena ticket, became the mayor-elect of Nogales, and he will become the mayor of Nogales officially on September 16th, and the ceremony is open to the public, so if anyone is interested in attending that ceremony and going to their first Toma de Protesta, they can be in touch with you, and I'll see to it that they that if anybody wants their hand held, it'll be held. But anyway, the other legislative positions, which are federal senators and federal congressmen, all of those move in on September 16th, Mexican Independence Day. And because of a fluke of the Mexican electoral calendar and the way things have worked out, President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador comes in on December 1st, which is really freaky. That means for 2.5 months, I guess, he's going to have everybody in the world against him. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens now with him basically having an opposition Congress, but an opposition everything and all the mayors. Mexico went through a seismic change on July 1st, and we haven't started to see all the things that will, all the different ramifications of it, but at least for a couple of months, going to be reading freaky things from Mexico because they're going to have a president who doesn't have a single friend in the legislature or at the municipal level.
All right. Keith Rosenblum, always a pleasure, and we appreciate your insight. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Keith Rosenblum is one of our two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors who contribute on a regular basis to our program. We are so happy to have Mona's Danish Bakery, the home of the Danish Kringle, as one of our fine sponsors on the Buckmaster Show. Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. My wife and I have been patronizing Donuts from Mona's for many years. And owner Steve gets up very early with his team of bakers, making sure that all of those great baked goods, including the breads that you will be enjoying right now if you go by for lunch, came out of the oven just a couple of hours ago. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. If you have not had a Danish Kringle, if you do not know what a Danish Kringle is, I suggest stopping by Mona's. Northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of the great partners that we have on the Buckmaster Show. Our Your Meds segment is coming up with Dr. Ray Woosley right after the break.
Neighborhood stalwarts, Virginia and Frank Butley are overjoyed when Tanya and Pablo Del Valle move into the fixer-upper next door. But opposing views about culture, politics, and landscaping push these well-meaning couples into a border battle. Don't miss Native Gardens, a laugh-out-loud, big-hearted comedy with a lot of sharp little teeth. September 8th through the 29th at the Temple of Music and Art. Tickets available at arizonatheater.org.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday during the noon hour for a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. Also, Buckmaster Show legal expert attorney Don Luce of the Luce Law Group. Buckmaster noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We just passed 12:19 in a few seconds, so we are rocking and rolling here. Lots of content, as usual, during the noon hour, and it's time for our monthly segment We call Your Meds. It focuses on your medication and how to take control of your health care. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He is founder and now president emeritus of the enormously successful Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, also a big success, the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. In fact, the Credible Meds website, which is crediblemeds.org, is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Dr. Woosley is with us on the live line. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Always a pleasure. It seems every week, and last week no exception, there are these recalls. The FDA recalled two of the most commonly prescribed medicines because of a mix-up in packaging. What in the world's going on?
Well, it's a continuous problem. I remember my good friend at the FDA, Janet Woodcock, years ago, said, we can make an M&M with greater accuracy than we can make the drug that can cure cancer. So, the manufacturing of medicines, and there's a long, complex explanation for it. I don't think we have to get into it, but there are big barriers to improving the manufacturing process. So right now, there are really about five or six major manufacturers that make most of the medicines we take. And a lot of those are in India and other parts of the world, Israel, for example. So the manufacturing is done in these huge batches. Then they get broken up into bigger bottles, which get sent to smaller companies, which put them into more bottles. And then they go to your drugstore, where they get put into more bottles, and a bottle for each one of us. And at every one of those steps, there's a possibility that the wrong pills are going to get put in there. And that's the problem.
What were the two most recent? Could you quickly give us those two most recent recalls?
Right. Well, the one of the most commonly taken medicines called hydrochlorothiazide, or often called HCTZ, it's a diuretic, was one of those. And instead of hydrochlorothiazide, it contained another diuretic or a cardiac medicine called spironolactone, which can be very dangerous because hydrochlorothiazide can lower your potassium, spironolactone can raise your potassium, and that can be lethal in some people. So it's really, that's one of the two. The other is a very safe medicine called Singulair, Montelukast is the brand, generic name. But Singulair is a medicine for allergy or asthma, and many people take it, especially this time of year. And instead of Singulair, the pills that were put into the bottles were a drug called Losartan, a medicine to treat heart enlargement. It has many serious side effects, including the fact that it can cause birth defects in women. So those are two major recalls, and they just are typical of what happens every week, not to millions of people, but to hundreds of thousands.
So how do you protect yourself? And first of all, we should say, and some of these are commonly used medicines, so what do you do? I guess check with your pharmacist immediately?
Exactly. You know, if you're taking either hydrochlorothiazide, HCTZ, or Singulair, also called Montelukast, you should check with your pharmacist and make sure that the pills in your bottle are what they're supposed to be. And, you know, the problem is that there are so many different sources for these drugs. There's over 700 sources for hydrochlorothiazide. So the odds are you probably won't have the wrong batch, but you need to check and make sure.
How can you protect yourself? This might be a good learning lesson for all of us. When we pick up our prescription, most of us probably don't do much checking to make sure it's the right prescription.
Right. And I think we can't try to keep up with which ones are going to be recalled because they're usually recalled after somebody's been hurt. So what I recommend and what we recommend at crediblemeds.org is that you really get involved in understanding your medicines. And that means know that these pills can change, and sometimes they will change just because the drugstore that you go to decided to buy a different generic, and the pills will look different. So you've been trained, many of us have been trained to know that the pills could change color. So anytime, and I've been amazed, I've talked to a lot of people, when I get my medicines, the pharmacist usually pours them out and shows me what they look like and says, is that what you're used to taking?
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't always happen.
Hmm.
And so we all need to check with the pharmacist, say, tell them, that's a different color. Are we sure that's what I'm supposed to be taking?
How about this poison control center located at Banner UMC, Tucson, or Phoenix? That's a great resource, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And if you, one of the options, instead of going to the pharmacy and having them check, is to check yourself. And one of the simple ways is to call the poison control center. They can tell you, if you describe the pill, have a magnifying glass so you can be sure to read those little numbers on the pills, and let them know what you're taking. They'll check it for you. A very important thing I should have said earlier is don't stop taking your medicine if you're taking one of these. Check with the pharmacist first before you change anything, because that could be dangerous also.
Dr. Woosley, it's good to keep a complete and up-to-date record, and that is one of the wonderful things about CredibleMeds.org. You provide a form on your website that you can print out, and you can have that handy and just keep track of what you're taking.
That's what we recommend. Just keep it in your wallet, take it with you to the drugstore, and like most of us now, we go to two or three different drugstores. The records will be incomplete at each. So you're the only one with the complete record of what you're taking. Give that record to the pharmacist. Give it to your doctor when you see each of your doctors. And make sure they've got a complete list so they can check for drug interactions. And the pharmacist can check to make sure that you're not taking duplicates. I've seen that so many times. Hmm. That you get a pill by one name and you're taking the exact same pill, but it's got a different name. Those are all dangerous. And one other thing you can do is there are these sites online called Pill Finders. And you can go in and describe the pill, and it will actually show you and tell you what's in the pill you're taking. And you can check to see if you have your list, you can check to see that it's what's supposed to be in there.
I've got a couple of minutes left, and I do want to touch on flu shots, because I see now all the pharmacies are beginning the big push to get folks to get immunized. Dr. Woosley, what are some of your thoughts about influenza shots?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I actually had a note to bring it up myself, because it is so important right now for all of us to get the flu shot and all of our vaccinations. You know, we talk about flu shots. How many of us have had a tetanus shot in the last 10 years? So check with your doctor and make sure all of your vaccinations are up to date. There's the new vaccines now out for shingles. That's an important one. And the people our age, we need to get a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination, because those can be, well, shingles is very painful and can be serious, but pneumonia can be lethal in the elderly. So I think all of those vaccines are important. The flu shots are now out. We won't know for a few months about how effective they are, but they've always been somewhat effective, some years more than others. But it's a very inexpensive way for you to try to keep yourself healthy and not have to spend 2 or 3 weeks out of commission this winter.
And a personal note, I did go through the shingles shot, which was originally was a one-time shot. That was a few years ago. Now they have updated it with a new vaccine. It is a two-shot program over a 2 to 6 month period. I've had both of them, and they strongly recommend this new vaccine because apparently the earlier one was just not very effective.
No, but this new one is very effective.
Yes.
It's one of the more effective vaccines I think we've had in many years. So, again, I think doctors are recommending, even if you've had the earlier one, get this one too.
All right. Tell me quickly about CredibleMeds.org, Dr. Woosley.
Well, this is a site which we have three portals on our website, one for the public, one for healthcare providers, and one for researchers. And so find the portal that's right for you. You can search by keywords to find topics. A lot of people go there for information on diabetes. A lot of people who take blood thinners get their information from our website, which we hope and we believe is important and helpful for those people. We are able to let you put into your drug list into our system, and we will keep that list anonymously for you. And if any new information comes out about the cardiac or heart risk of those medicines, we will notify you immediately. So, and our list screens it for interactions in heart medicines that could be dangerous. So we encourage everybody to use our site or some site to help them manage the medicines they take.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. CredibleMeds.org. Have a great afternoon, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill.
12:30 now exactly on the Buckmaster Show. We're broadcasting at AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and we have our feature of worldwide live listening through KVOI.com and my own website, BuckmasterShow.com. Coming up, the 9/11 Challenge. We'll speak with community leader Rick Grinnell in a moment. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by our friends at Green Things, my favorite nursery in town at 3384 East River Road. It's the place I go for all my roses, really all of my gardening supplies. That's located on a beautiful 13-acre site by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Now, Green Things has teamed up with Zocalo. For years, Zocalo was over there at Broadway and Country Club, near the intersection there. Well, now Zocalo has moved over to the Green Things site, so you can get all of your gardening things and great merchandise from Zocalo, merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. For more information, as a starting place, I would suggest a visit to their website, greenthingsaz.com. Let's welcome now longtime community leader, former mayoral candidate in the city of Tucson, Mr. Rick Grinnell. Rick, it is good to see you, my friend.
It's my pleasure to be here. I was thinking, when's the last time I saw Bill?
It's been a while. Yeah, I mean, we've talked on the phone. You've called in occasionally on the show, but it's good to have you here in studio. And you're very much involved with the 9/11 challenge. Next week, of course, is the 17th anniversary. Hard to believe, right?
I know.
17 years since that horrible day that we all remember, one of those times when we remember exactly where we were. I think the only other occasion where that comes to mind, at least for my age, was the day November 22nd, 1963, when President Kennedy was shot. I mean, it's one of those days.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Well, I know where I was both days. One time in 63, I was in grade school, third grade, over at St. Peter and Paul. And I was on the treadmill getting ready to take a trip to Mexico the following day to on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And on the 12th, I was supposed to be on a plane to Mexico. So it's obviously that didn't happen.
Tell me about this 9/11 challenge.
Well, the 9/11 Tower Challenge has sort of evolved over the years. I got involved with them about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I was working on the Fisher House board, mm-hmm. trying to raise money for the local Ronald McDonald House version of for veterans' families out there at the VA hospital. And we were invited to be a beneficiary of this event. So our committee and I served on with them and doing stuff. And then, but prior to that, a group of people had come together. They were doing the 5151 Tower simulation through the stairs at the 5151 building. And then there was some transition, and so things evolved and changed. And then John Galata and Rob Grant, John with Tucson Fire and Rob Grant with TPD, sort of organized this new Tower Challenge concept. I believe it's 5 years or 6 years ago. And it has evolved into not only inclusive of firefighters and law enforcement, but military. And it is now considered, from our knowledge, the largest event of its kind in the country.
Oh, so this is a big nationwide thing.
Well, actually, no, it's a Tucson thing.
It's
a Tucson thing that started, but 2 years ago we went statewide. We formed the board. We were sort of a spin-off, and mm-hmm. we formed our board a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and now we have an event in Phoenix on 9/11 and also in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. And so it's really sort of evolved into be something I think most of us didn't realize how, you know, and the real thing is the number of sponsors that step up and help us and support what we do and what we're trying to accomplish.
What is the venue then?
This year, the University of Arizona is, as it has been for the
stadium.
Stadium.
Okay.
It's the only really area that we can figure
climb
out.
Climb up the stairs, it's a lot of stairs.
Yes, 2,071 steps.
For all of the victims.
On 9/11, then we post pictures of all the all of our heroes, men and women, who lost their lives in service on that day. And so it became, and then the sponsorship money basically covers the overhead of the event. Mm-hmm. And so all the participants, and we're targeting for 1,200 climbers again this year here in Tucson alone. And all that net proceeds go right back to the beneficiaries, which is the Hunter Club of Arizona. It's the First Responders Family Support Fund that gives money to those lost in service to the state and to the citizens. And then they pick one or two military beneficiaries and they split the proceeds.
So the pot of money has been growing to help these organizations each year.
And this year the military side is benefiting the YMCA youth program that provides free camp for deployed families of veterans, kids of veterans.
Sure.
And then Those Who Care, which is a group that supports those that are being deployed and sends care packages and does all these things in honor, so in collaboration with other organizations out at DM.
So what time does this event begin at 9/11?
The event starts officially at 7 o'clock. We ask and here's an important part of this. This event is not open to the public to climb.
Okay.
This event is an event that is being, the climbers are either military, firefighters, or law enforcement, or veterans thereof, or sponsored. We have like health clubs that are putting teams together and do these things.
But you don't want folks just to walk in off the street and start to climb.
No, absolutely not. And there's two reasons. Liability.
And also, you don't need somebody having a heart attack out there or whatever.
And security.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are, and it's not like we vet and do background checks on anybody, but we sort of know who's climbing and who isn't climbing. Mm-hmm. So it's important.
So how do you sponsor a climber, one of the designated climbers?
You can go right up to our website at 911towerchallengefoundation.org, and there's a donate button, and it's $35 a climber. So we have people that don't sponsoring one climber, 10 climbers. We have companies that are supporting and doing various things and sponsorships all the way up to TEP, our title sponsor. We have a couple of the mines are going to be big sponsors this year, the South 32 Arizona Mining, and then, of course, Hud Bay Minerals is one of our sponsors. Fry's donates water. We have Whataburger. We have food donated. The community is very, very generous with their support, and I know I'm missing several of these sponsors. And then this year, we've added a little bit of an event. It's called the dinner. It's the night before.
Okay.
And the keynote speaker is a gentleman by the name of James Gagliano.
Okay.
You may have heard of him. He's an analyst with CNN, former Army Ranger, FBI special retired leadership consultant. And he, ironically, was supposed to be at the towers or downtown, and he had a dentist appointment. And as soon as they heard everything, he left the dentist chair and went right back down to the towers. But he's very knowledgeable of the terrorism, and he provides these leadership talks.
Well, that's going to be a great event. So the dinner is the night before.
That's open to the public, and they can go right on our website and sign up for the dinner. It's $35 a person.
What is the venue, do you recall, for the dinner?
The venue is Site 17 Event Center, 840 17th Street.
Okay, so that's going to be Monday because 9/11, the anniversary is Tuesday.
Right, it starts at registration at 5:30. Programmers start right about 6 o'clock. It's barbecue and just, it's not a formal event. It's come and listen, and we're expecting a couple hundred people for that, and that is open to the public, and we still have availability for people if they want to join us.
All right. I think we covered all the bases. 911challenge.org, is that the location on the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rick Grinnell, I appreciate all you do for our community. You're really important voice in town here, and known you for years, and great to see you in person again. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you for having me, my friend.
Okay. We'll be right back with Nick Pearson, who is a congressional candidate now. He won the primary in CD3. He's a Republican. We'll talk with Mr. Pearson right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. And just one more note about that 911challenge.org for more information. The dinner the night before the 9/11 event, tickets need to be purchased in advance, not at the door. This portion of our program presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's just a 3-hour drive over to Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. The complete listing of the many great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities like hiking in the newly greened up Gila National Forest after all the summer rains. A great place to visit right now. Again, southwestnewmexico.org. Nick Pearson is with us. Nick emerged as the winner in a 3-way primary in Congressional District Number 3, the Republican primary. He will face off against the longtime Congressman Raul Grijalva. Nick is with me in studio. Nick, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Tell me, what was your key to making all of this happen? And in that three-way race, you won rather handily. You won by over 5,000 votes.
Yes, sir. We had 51% of the vote.
Yeah. So how did that happen? What was the key?
Well, we worked hard. Our team worked hard, and the voters really received our message well. That it was a time for change. They needed a candidate who could take on Grijalva and win, and that's why they elected me.
What were the issues that I know you put? What about 40,000 miles?
Yes, sir.
On your car, because CD3 is a big issue district. What were the issues that people wanted to talk about with you?
Well, the main thing that was surprising to me in the district is that people just wanted somebody that would go and do the right thing in Congress. And they were very receptive to our message to increase the employment in the district. We got to create jobs. We got to create better jobs so that people can do more than what they're currently doing. We have to improve education in the district. We have to improve the economic and living conditions in the district, which have not been improved during all the time that Grijalva has been in office. We have to improve the educational testing scores in the district. So these are tough issues, but we're prepared to take them on and work with the community to make these improvements.
Do you have any kind of a blueprint for making some of these things happen?
Well, it takes cooperation with the leaders in the community and then to get the buy-in from the voters in the district to get these things done. I mean, you have to work on the behalf of the voters in the district to do what's in their best interest.
You've been in town a long time. People do know you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Nick?
Well, I was born in Nogales, Arizona. I grew up on the Indian reservations. My family on both my mother and father's side is from Mexico. We taught our mother to speak English when we were growing up. She didn't speak English. And I've been a part of the community for a long time. I always get involved in the community. My wife sometimes would get on me because I was like a professional volunteer.
If there was something to volunteer for, you were first in line.
Well, I just...
raised your hand, ready to go.
I enjoy working and seeing improvements in any of the organizations that I work on.
What are some of those organizations you've been involved with?
Most recently, it's the Fox Theater Board of Directors, and I've really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. We've included the Mexican consulate, because back in 2013, I approached the consulate about doing the Mexican Independence Day celebration at the Fox. And every year for the last 4 years, and there's another one coming up on the 15th, we've had a celebration there. We've had world-class opera singers from Mexico. Mexico is the birthplace now of world-class opera singers. We coordinate with the Southern Arizona Symphony Orchestra, the Instituto Mexicano de Tucson, the ICMT, the Instituto Cultural Mexicano de Tucson, is the lead on organizing the event with the Mexican consulate, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event in the community, and the theater is full, packed full.
Tell me about why you wanted to get in. This is your first run for politics, correct?
Yes, sir.
And why now, Nick? Why did you feel this is the time that you needed to step up?
Well, I knew of Grijalva when I was in college, and he wasn't a good example of a Mexican in those days. He wasn't a good example of a Mexican-American. He still isn't, and he wasn't a good example of an American. And so I've always had him in my sights in terms of saying to myself, look, this isn't the type of a person of Mexican descent that I grew up with, that I knew on the border, that I knew from visits on the reservation with leaders on the reservation. It wasn't that that type of a role model. And I spent a long time raising a family. We have three adult children. We have seven grandchildren. So finally, when it became available to me, I had the extra time. We made adjustments in our lifestyle so that I'd have time to devote to my community activities, which I really enjoy. And so it's my, I'm doing this for the future of our children and grandchildren.
Do you have a family?
Well, absolutely. My wife, we've been married 47 years, and I tend to stay with things. I just completed 40 years of service with my financial services company in November.
So now as you look ahead to November, what will be, what do you think the key issue will be? You mentioned education, you mentioned economic development. I'm just curious, do you have any thoughts about this newly, that's going to be renegotiated, the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico? Some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's going to come out fine. There's too much at stake on both sides of the border. So I believe, of course, the details are to be disclosed, but it's going to be, I believe it's going to work out okay. And sometimes people will get real excited, but until you know what is actually going to happen, it's not a good idea to get all excited.
Yuma is in your district, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's, from what I understand, has one of the highest unemployment rates in the United States.
It really does. And, of course, there are some other issues surrounding that, but it has a very high unemployment rate. A lot of that is related to the seasonal employment nature of the industries there in Yuma.
Did you get over there quite a bit?
I was there every week.
Really?
All corners of the district. Yes, wow. Maricopa and Yuma counties.
So how do we improve the economic situation in District 3? What are some of the things that you would suggest, if you were elected, that you would push for?
It takes a strong leadership that believes that the private sector is an important part of the partnership between the public and the community and the businesses in the community. You can't do it alone. The government can't do it alone. So it takes that partnership.
Where do you think Congressman Grijalva is most vulnerable?
Well, just in his track record. I just go against his track record. Look, the economic and living conditions have not been addressed to a significant extent during his time in office. His policies are going to make people more poor than they are now, and they just don't work. So we're going to change that.
Are you a supporter of President Trump?
Well, gosh, you know, so a lot of the policies that he has have worked out very well for the economy. I certainly, being of Mexican descent, would not say things the way that he does. Everybody's got their own style. I certainly wouldn't like that style myself.
How about the border wall?
Well, we have to protect the border. There's too much bad things that are happening across the border. You've got child, rings that are smuggling rings. You've got human trafficking. You've got the drugs. You've got all kinds of bad things that are happening on the cartel because of the cartels, and there is no positive impact to our citizens. The only ones that are benefiting are the cartels. They make money on every person that crosses the border, whether they're here to seek a job, whether they're here to bring things illegally. They get money off of every single person that crosses that border.
How about health care? It's a big issue we have not talked about.
Well, health care definitely is an issue that needs to be addressed. I was not in favor of Obamacare. I saw the writing on the wall because I've been associated with the health care industry, but the problems related to uninsurable persons with health insurance, health problems that prevented them getting insurance, that's something that has to be addressed, and it will be addressed. The affordability of the policies, that needs to be addressed, but a lot of those issues can be solved on a basis that makes sense so that we can lower the costs and we can protect people that have a health problem. We don't need to make the government larger to address those issues. If people get in a room and they resolve that they're going to solve the issue just to come up with the best outcome, not the best outcome that somebody comes up with.
All right. We've been speaking with Nick Pearson. He is the Republican candidate who will be facing off against Congressman Raul Grijalva in the upcoming general election. Where can people find out more about your campaign, Nick?
Bill, if they go to pearsonforcongress.com, and that's forcongress.com, P-I-E-R-S-O-N, we have our website. They can call us, they can email us, and find out all about our campaign, and they can link to Facebook from there.
All right. Nick Pearson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. We have a lot more talk coming up. Michael Medved right after this program, and then, of course, local talk resumes at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. We'll be speaking with almost called him a congressman, Tucson City Councilman, Steve Kasacek, just elevated him there. Also, we'll be speaking with our legal advisor, Don Luce. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening. On behalf of my friend, Bob Dio, on the other side of the glass, I'm Bill Buckmaster.